Cremona. The village of Cremona has launched a public survey aimed at garnering public input on things such as municipal services, neighborhood concerns and property taxes. The survey results will be used as part of a planned open house. Council approved the project at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The survey will be sent to local residences starting on January 4, with results expected to be back by January 20. "It's something we have been working on for quite a while," said Chief Administrative Officer Karen O'Connor. In all, 15 questions are asked in the survey, as well as an opportunity for written comments. One question asks respondents to rate services within the village, including law enforcement, fire protection, mental health service, garbage collection, snow removal, parks and recreation, animal control, sidewalks and pedestrian safety, storm drainage, street lighting, library service, and FCSS service. Another question asks respondents to rate how safe they feel in their neighborhoods, as well as possible concerns such as condition of houses, cost of living, vandalism, burglaries, recreation drug use, overnight camping, derelict vehicles, and speeding vehicles. Respondents are asked to rank methods to finance improvements in the village: user fees, property tax, community fundraisers, and other. Another question asks respondents if they would be willing to pay more taxes to improve fire protection, police protection, streets and roads, sidewalks, curbs and gutters, storm and groundwater drainage, and beautification of Highway 580. Respondents are asked to rate recreation service in the village, including availability of local parks, regional parks, baseball parks, playground equipment, picnic area, walking paths, and off-leash dog parks. Other questions include whether the respondent has access to the internet and whether they would participate in an annual cleanup in the community. Respondents are asked what businesses they would like to see in the village going forward. Once the survey results are returned and compiled, the open house will be held on February 27 at the Chamber office, said O'Connor. The survey is available for viewing on the village's website.